First of all, I want to say that I'm very, very pleased to be speaking at the Manchester Buddhist Centre. In fact, I'm delighted to be speaking at the Manchester Buddhist Centre. And it's, in fact, the first time I've ever spoken at the Manchester Buddhist Centre in whatever form it's taken. I've never given a talk in Manchester before. And I've been ordained for 25 years, and I've never given a talk in Manchester. So it's a first for me. And it makes me very happy. And I'm doubly pleased because I've recently learned that the Manchester Buddhist Centre is twinned with our centre in Nagpur. And I've had a long association with our centre in Nagpur since 1988, when the Trailokya Baudhama Sangha Sahayak Gana, which is the Indian name for our movement, when it started its activities in 1988, I had the great honour of being among the first order members to begin our Buddhist activities in Nagpur. And I usually go to Nagpur every winter to give public talks and lead study, go on retreat and see old friends and so on. But unfortunately, for various reasons, I'm unable to go to India. So it pleases me that I am at least able to give a talk at the centre in this country, which is twinned with the centre in Nagpur. And I'm very pleased. Moksha Jyoti's videoing this, because I think they're going to send the video to Nagpur, and I'm very pleased about that. So hello everybody in Nagpur, this is Pramavadra speaking to you from the UK, from your twin centre. Actually, I'm triply pleased to be speaking, because I'm speaking to you on a subject that's very, very dear to me, Dr. Ambedkar's Dhamma Revolution. I've been involved with Dhamma work in India since we started activities there in 1978. I went with Lokamitra to Pune, and I stayed there for 18 months helping Lokamitra, and after they were ordained, the first Indian order members in India. And then between 1986 and 1990, I spent most of my time in India. I spent a year in Bombay, working in Bombay. I spent quite a lot of time in Pune, quite a lot of time in Nagpur in that time, as well as at our retreat centre near Pune. I gave lots and lots of lectures, took all sorts of classes, led different kinds of retreats. I also went in on lecture tours throughout different parts of Maharashtra state. That's the state around Bombay. It's about the size of England and Wales. I gave lecture tours in the coastal districts in South Maharashtra, Central Maharashtra, North Maharashtra and East Maharashtra. So all these districts in Maharashtra have very, very particular flavours and qualities. So I know that state quite well. Actually, I don't know India quite well, that well. When a lot of people say to me, oh, when you've been to India, did you go here and there? And I say, no, I didn't, but I could tell you a lot about sugar factories in South Maharashtra. Bit of a surprise for people. In fact, just a little aside, I actually went to the Manchester of Maharashtra. It's a town called Ichalkaranji in South Maharashtra, and I gave a lecture there, and I discovered it was the Manchester of Maharashtra when I was deciphering the Devanagari script of the local newspaper, and I was spelling it out Manchester. That was the name of the newspaper in Ichalkaranji. So anyway, I've been to the Manchester of Maharashtra, a textile town. Anyway, since 1995 I've visited India every winter to keep up my connections. And during those visits, I spent a lot of time in Nagpur. So the Buddhist movement in India is very close to my heart. Dr. Ambedkar is very close to my heart. Nagpur is very close to my heart. I'd go further even than that. I would say that Dr. Ambedkar and the Buddhist movement in modern India has had a profound effect upon my understanding of the Dharma and upon my practice of the Dharma. It has had a profound effect, therefore, upon my life. I've gained so much from my involvement with the Buddhist movement in India that I feel honoured to be speaking about it to you this evening. It's a privilege to be speaking about it, and I hope that I can do the topic some justice. So I'm very glad that Moksha Priya, the chairman of the Manchester Buddhist Centre, asked me to speak as part of this series on Dr. Ambedkar and the Buddhist movement in India. Moksha Priya had to do quite a bit of work, quite a bit of arm twisting, which he's quite good at, persuading me to come. I don't easily leave Padmaloka, where I live in Norfolk, but I'm very glad that he did persuade me to come.